With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Firefighters are racing to cut off spreading wildfires before strong winds return that could push the flames toward the J. Paul Getty Museum and UCLA. A fierce battle is underway in Mandeville Canyon, home to Arnold Schwarzenegger and other celebrities. The fires that have killed at least 16 people and destroyed 12,000 homes. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Moderate to locally strong Santa Ana winds will affect Los Angeles County and today, tomorrow, and then again on Monday through Wednesday. L.A. County Fire will be prepared.
Marone tells KABC the situation is critical.
These winds, combined with dry air and dry vegetation, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County high.
Helicopters are dumping water and some of the fire's charge downhill, and with no water, firefighters are using hoses to beat back leaping flames as thick smoke blankets the area. Meanwhile, Palisades Highlands resident Don Griffin says the death count could possibly get even worse.
If this fire had started at 3, 4 in the morning when everyone is sound asleep, it might not have been reported right away. It might have, there might have been a lot of loss of life for people that were sound asleep and didn't have the opportunity to get up and get out early enough. So in that sense, I guess it's lucky.
Also at SRNnews.com, snow and ice across the south expected to relinquish their grip only slowly as the weekend continues. Major airports, including Atlanta and Charlotte, continued to report disruptions yesterday. Temperatures expected to plunge as raising the risk of melting snow and will refreeze, turning roadways treacherous. The storm brought snow to the south, forecast to move out to the sea off the east coast earlier this morning. This is SRN News. The atheists are at it again. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
California's Hart Ransom Union School Board has ended its practice of beginning meetings with a prayer under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That leading atheist organization sent a warning letter to the board bearing with it the implied threat of a lawsuit if school officials did not comply. This despite the fact the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of invocations in the past. The foundation focuses on scouring references of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden will bear the dubious distinction of being the president who did the most to promote transgenderism while in office. Biden named several transgender people to influential positions across his administration. He also overturned a ban on transgender people serving in the military and made it possible for U.S. citizens who did not identify as a male or female to select X as the gender marker on their passports. More online at srnnews.com. The University of Michigan is ending its partnership with a Chinese college.
That move comes after 5 Chinese students in the program were charged with suspicious activities outside a U.S. military site. The school says it takes matters of national security very seriously. The end to the academic partnership, just the latest case of American schools moving away from Chinese universities over concerns the Americans might be helping China to develop critical technology to boost its own armed forces. Jason Walker reporting.
The wildfires that erupted this week across L.A. County are far from contained. They all already expecting to be the costliest in U.S. history and among the worst natural disasters recorded. The devastating blazes that have killed 16 and incinerated more than 12,000 structures since Tuesday. While California is no stranger to that, it is the case as a populated area. This is SRN News.